Well, some members do mention that there is a shortage of, you know, some of the packaged condiments, be it ketchup or dressings or mustard. But your listeners can be rest assured that they're going to be able to get their favorite condiment. You know, there's some things that restaurateurs can do if there actually is a shortage by, you know, making individual portions in little plastic cups or whatnot. So, you know, there is a bit of a shortage. Like many issues with COVID in the supply chain, it doesn't matter if it's toilet papers or electronic chips. There seems to be weird shortages out there. But rest assured, you can get your favorite condiment when you go to your favorite restaurant.
Oh, I can feel the relief washing over me right now. But when it comes to the availability of condiments in this country, I mean, how concerning is it?
Well, I think what we've seen over COVID is, as I said, the supply chain issues. But there's also been a huge explosion in takeout dining, because indoor dining has been, you know, banned in a lot of places. And actually, as we speak, it's banned in most places other than Atlanta, Canada. People are having to go to takeout and delivery, which requires these little packages. This was unexpected, and the supply chain couldn't catch up. But I think you're going to be okay. You're going to be able to get your ketchup with your fries or your mustard on your burger or your tartar sauce with your fish and chips. Restaurateurs are innovative, and they're going to come up with a way to get you your favorite product.
And are restaurants in Atlantic Canada experiencing any other types of shortages?
I think there's a little bit of, at any time and point, there could be a shortage in one product or another. And you know, particularly in Newfoundland, sometimes with transportation, we're lucky it was a relatively mild winter, so we didn't have some of the shortages we've seen in other times. But yeah, there will be, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a type of vegetable or a specific product you need. There have been challenges with the supply chain, and I think we're going to continue to see that as long as COVID is with us, and you know, factories or plants are shut down, or you know, social distancing requiring people to alter the way they work, and that eventually comes up and trickles to the consumer. But the operators are resilient, and we usually figure out a way to get you what you want, or a substitute that's going to taste just as good or maybe even better.
And when it comes to food prices, I mean, just, you know, anecdotally myself with my family, I'm noticing domestically they're on the rise. How is this rising cost affecting the industry?
Oh, it's definitely impacting us. You know, it is expensive for us to operate in this environment. You're operating at a 50% capacity. You're spending, you know, thousands of dollars on extra cleaning, extra labor, you know, glass partitions. You know, you've had a, you know, stop and start a couple of times, which is a huge expense to reopen and stop and start a restaurant. So it is, you know, it has forced us to increase prices, as well as just with the basic commodities, like you go into a grocery store. I think we've seen some prices, and they've gone up, and in the end, it's going to go to the customer. But I think due to competition, due to efficiencies, I think your listeners could be assured that they're always going to get a competitively priced product, and you know, and have great hospitality and service that they've come to expect from our industry from coast to coast.
And just aside from, you know, the situation here, we're at half capacity for restaurants. What's the reaction in Nova Scotia going back to quote normal?
We're nowhere near normal. Like, you know, we have some different restrictions. You know, we have to, you know, stop serving alcohol at 11 o'clock and your restaurant's closed at 12 o'clock. You know, with physical distancing, our capacity doesn't go much over the 50 or 60%. So it is very consistent with Newfoundland and Labrador. But I just think with the signal that, you know, you're now allowed to, you know, retail has opened up, gyms have opened up, you can go to your kids' hockey game. I think it just gets people moving, gets them out, builds up their confidence that things are getting better, which will translate to better sales for restaurants. So, I think a big push for us, you know, once we get more open and vaccinating, will be really changing customer psyche to say, you know what, it's okay to go to a restaurant, you know, and because people are a little bit scared. Yeah. There's a percentage of the population with you know, may have some health problems or whatnot, and don't want to go indoors in crowded spots. So I think it's going to be some work for the industry and to, you know, help instill some confidence in the consumer that they can go out, go to their favorite restaurant, and hopefully really return to normal, because it's going to be tough sledding. We're not going to have the tourists this year that we're used to. We predict that sales will not return to 2019 levels until 2023. You know, it's not going to be a cruise ship season. It's going to take a while for airports to get going. So it's, you know, we've got still a lot of climbing to do, but I think we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and that's breeding a sense of optimism.